WK68 Award Night with Gordon Boyd and the Hector Crawford Orchestra.
Good evening. We'd like to start the program off with an overture written by Jeff Hale based on Pop Goes the Weasel.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Recorded on track two. Change now to track four. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12.
Our star, Gordon Boyd.
The curtain rises and you're there. This is it. when you show the world that you're a prize not to compare. All the work's been worth it, 'cause you've got that feeling that a whole new world is just waiting for you. So you shake and your knees are trembling, it's a good sign, so they say.
This indeed is it, the last performance of Showcase 68, but we shall certainly be back in Showcase 69, not to worry. This is our grand award night. We now know who all the winners are, and we've brought them back to receive their prizes. There will be 9 prizes in all. There's been an increase since I last spoke to you. There will be 4 prizes from the judges and 4 from the viewers. It'll be $150 for fourth, $200 for third, $500 for second, and $1,000 in a trip around the world for first. The reason for this is the contest has been so close, we felt we had to award these extra prizes, and I personally am very happy. The 9th prize is the Critics Award, which I shall tell you about when we come to it. Now, the winners are all going to perform, each of them, before they receive their prizes, and we will be back immediately after this message with the first of our 6 prize winners.
Traffic's getting thicker, and traffic's moving faster. People who drive cars have to think safety. So do people who make cars. In the entire GMH range of vehicles, GMH is years ahead in safety. Take the GMH energy-absorbing steering column. Protection you may never need, but protection you need to have. You get it only on GMH cars. And you get it now. As well, GMH gives you dual circuit braking on all models. If one circuit is damaged, you still stop. At its Lang Lang Proving Ground, GMH is building a $1 million safety design test center. For tests like this and this. It's General Motors Holden who plan, design, and test to give you all-round safety. Because GMH puts people first. Torana. So stylish and exciting, it couldn't wait for 68 to end. Torana by Holden, the sporty leader of the low-priced field. Two-door, and now the all-new four-door model. Real luxury inside. Beautiful new upholstery, stylish new padded instrument panel, and the only low-priced car with GMH energy-absorbing steering column. Also with dual circuit safety brakes. A safe car, a fun car.
Drive a 69 Torana for the fun. Drive a 69 Torana for the fun of it.
New and ready at your Holden dealer now.
That last commercial reminds me, if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping for the youngsters yet, these scale model Holdens are available in leading departmental stores. Rather cute, aren't they? 9 prizes and only 6 winners, some of the winners will be getting more than one prize. Here is the first of our all-winners, Robertino, who comes from Melbourne and Victoria to play Los Rancheros. Winner number 2, Robert Harris, the violinist, to play Meditation from Thijs by Massenet.
Thank you.
start at Dandenong. Head through Mornington up to Warbury. Back to Malvern, St Kilda, into Box Hill. Back to Nunawading. Cross to Fairfield, over to Coburg. Call at Preston, whiz over to Footscray, Maidstone, Essendon, South Melbourne, West Melbourne, four places in the city, Carlton and Kew. And what do you find? Preston Motors. Preston Motors, where you can swing away in new generation Holden. Take a luxury cruise in Chevrolet or Buick. Enjoy the lively performance of Turana. Or trade up to a Freedom Driver used car. Get an oil and grease job, a power tune-up, a genuine GMH part or a blue ribbon changeover unit, a personal kind of service that takes good care of you, even teaching you to drive. You'll do a great deal. Better with Preston Motors, Australia's largest GMH distributor. At Dandenong, Albury, Mornington, Malvern, Box Hill, Nunawading, Fairfield, Coburg. Introducing Lead Lemonade in the big green 32-ounce bottle that pours five refreshing glasses and an easy-to-open resealable top that really works. And you know another nice thing about Lead Lemonade? The taste. It's a great thirst quencher, a great mixer, and a whole lot more fun than any lemonade you ever tasted. New Lead Lemonade in the big green 32-ounce bottle pours five refreshing glasses. That should be enough for most families.
Isn't it time for a most refreshing change? Take the lead.
Just a few hours now, we shall be setting off on the Showcase 68 Roadshow. We now know the artists, the full list of artists we shall invite to come with us, and we can now tell you the full list of cities and towns that we'll be visiting. They're on your screen now. We open on November the 26th, Town Hall Adelaide, November 27th, Town Hall Melbourne, 28th, Launceston, 29th, Hobart, December the 1st, Ballarat, December the 2nd, Shepparton, December the 3rd, Albury, December the 4th, Wagga, December the 5th, Canberra, December the 6th, Orange, December the 8th, Newcastle, two shows there, we're doing a matinee as well, December the 9th, Tamworth, December the 10th, Coffs Harbour, December the 11th, Lismore, December the 12th, Brisbane, at the great big festival hall there, and we close the roadshow on December the 14th at the Town Hall in Sydney. We will bring with us as many of the winners and grand finalists as are free to come with us, and I promise you a wonderful, wonderful night. You can now, the booking agencies are now open. Be pleased to hear from you and longing to see you all there. And now back to the award night. The New World Trio leave the quiet sentimental numbers and bring us this time the humour of the unicorn.
Well, a long time ago, when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. And they'd run around playing while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was unicorn. I got me green alligators, a long neck teeth, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, and sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now the Lord saw some sinning, and it caused him pain. He said, stand back, I'm gonna make it
it's
rain.
It's coming, it's coming.
The Lord said, Noah, I'll tell you what to do. You can build me a floating zoo and get me some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, as sure as you're born.
But don't you forget my unicorn.
I won't.
Noah was there, and he answered the calling. He finished up the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he sang out as they went through. Hey, Lord, I got me
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpy-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, as sure as you're born.
I
just can't see no unicorn.
There goes one of them now.
Oh no, look out.
It's a driving rain.
Them unicorns is hiding, playing
silly games.
A kicking and a splashing and the rain's pouring on. All them silly unicorns. I got me
green alligators along the geese. Some humpy back camels and chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, cause the rain's pouring in. And we just can't wait for them unicorns.
Now the ark started moving and drifting with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried.
Uh-huh.
And the water came up and sort of drifted them away. That's why you'll never see a unicorn to this very day. But you'll see
green alligators along the geese, some humpy back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, and sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
V8, a brawny brand new Holden with 210 horsepower just unleashed. V for its V8 engine. 5 for its big 5-liter capacity that gives a beef and get up and go you've never felt before. And to match its surging power, big new dual circuit safety brakes. Holden with the big V8. You feel the throb of 210 horses under your toes. And as you sweep into a curve, you feel the positive control of wide, wide track and perfect handling. Put your brand on one.
Winner number 4, John Butler, to play All Strung Up. winner number 5, Thomas Edmonds, to sing Take a Pair of Sparkling Eyes.
A pair of sparkling eyes hidden ever and anon in a merciful eclipse. Do not heed their mild surprise, having passed the Rubicon. Take a pair of rosy lips. Take a figure trimly planned, such as admiration weds. Be particular in this. Take a tender little hand, fringed with dainty fingerettes. Press it in parenthesis. Ah, take of these, you lucky man. Take and keep them if you can, if you can. Take all these, you lucky man. Take and keep them. If you can, if you can. Take a pretty little cart, quite a miniature affair, hung about with trellised vine. Furnish it upon the spot with the treasures rich and rare I've endeavored to define. Live to love and love to live, you will ripen at your ease, growing on the sunny side. Fate has nothing more to give, you're a dainty man to please. If you're not satisfied, not satisfied, act upon it if you can, if you can. Take my counsel, happy man, act upon it if you can, if you can. Take my counsel, happy man, act upon it if you can, if you can, if you can. Act upon it if you can, happy man, if you can.
Whatever first attracts you to Hilton Sleeks, in the end you'll fall for the feel. Soft, soft, so they fit like a second skin. Soft, so that instead of snagging, they stretch. Go ahead and prowl, pussycat. You've got Sleeks going for you. On and on and on. Hilton Sleeks, a very soft touch of 99 cents.
All kinds to make a party, and Nabisco make them all. Four great new flavored snacks with a bigger, crisper, fresher flavor. Tangy French onion, cheddary cheese nips, tasty chicken and a biscuit, and savory sip and chips. Introduce them to your friends. Today's flavor is Nabisco. Satisfying, friendly, full of flavor. Build up a thirst for courage.
Melbourne's great new brew.
Winner number six, Ken Griffiths, to play Rhapsody on the Theme of Paganini by Rachmaninoff.
Thank you.
there's really only one car that gives you that special personal satisfaction, and that's Holden. Holden and Holden Tirana. And you can make your Holden even more your kind of car by adding Holden accessories. For instance, a sunshade and a weather shield. Both help to make driving more comfortable. Add to your relaxation and comfort inside, too, with a famous Air Chief car radio and a heater demister to make winter driving warm and safer. Now let's look at something entirely new. The amazing Air Chief car tape player. Simply select your cassette, pop it into the slot, and presto, it plays through your car radio. Now you can call the tune as you drive. There's a complete range of specially designed accessories for Holden. Have your accessories fitted when you order your Holden. Make them part of the deal and covered by the same terms and warranty as the car. You'll see the full range of Holden accessories at your Holden dealer.
Monaro.
Monaro.
Life is suddenly very Monaro.
Monaro by Holden. Yes, life is suddenly very Monaro. The good life, the young life, Monaro. The most flattering accessory a beautiful woman can own. Monaro. Makes a man feel 10 feet tall. Go Monaro this year. But you'll have to expect to be envied. Remember,
it's going to be Gary Monaro this year.
Monaro by Holden, Australia's first sports machine. You can afford one.
Now come to the one moment in Showcase that is never well rehearsed. The reason for that is, of course, we can't rehearse it. We never tell the artists exactly what prizes they have won until you see them receive them on air. Well, tonight, as I've said, there are 9 prizes and 6 artists. Let's now tell these, they're all male, so let's tell all these boys exactly what they've won, and let's tell you as well. Here they are once again, the 6 grand winners. First of all, Robertino. Robert Harris. The New World Trio. John Butler. Because we can't go back on this one. I want to tell you, in fact, about one prize you may not have heard of. Thanks, Fred. This is not a prize that we are awarding to the artists, although all the artists who competed helped us to win it. It is known as a penguin, and it's awarded, and has been awarded to Showcase within the past week by the Television Society of Australia. It's a live show award, 1968. Crawford Productions Proprietary Limited, Showcase 68, excellent production and national encouragement of senior talent. Produced for the Channel O Network. That is our, as far as I know, yes, I know it is. It's our first penguin, and we're very proud to show it to you. The first prize that we shall award will be the Critics' Prize. Now, the television and the newspaper critics have watched both grand finals, the public grand final and the judges' grand final, and they have all voted on which one act they thought was outstanding. To announce the winner of this prize and all future winners, chairman of the adjudicating panel, Mr. Hector Crawford.
Good
just give the results. The critics have awarded their... What is it?
Well, it's a critics' prize. We've never given it a name yet.
Give it a name.
Give it a name. The,
Critics' prize.
The critics' I.O.
Right. The critics' prize goes to the New World Trio.
Showcase. It's third time lucky. I'm quite sure you would probably like to say something to... Go on, tell them about your record, all the critics who voted for you.
Thank you. Critics, and we hope you buy our record, which there was a little mistake before, and there was a mad rush on the... well, there it is. Mad rush on the record stores for our record, which it hasn't been released yet, and it's on Parlophone, and will be on the 5th of December. Thank you very much.
New World Trio. Hector, please, the judge's fourth prize.
The judge's fourth prize goes to the violinist from New South Wales, Robert Harris.
Robert Harris, you won Series A. You've had to wait a long time for this grand final. I'm not quite sure if this $150 is more or less than you were expecting. But you are an old boy of Barker College. I'm a member of the PNC of Barker College. If you don't know what to do with this, you may recall that the roof of the Leslie Hall got blown off a fortnight ago. Mr. McCaskill, the headmaster, would be very pleased to hear from you. I have great pleasure in presenting you with the judge's prize for $150.
Thank you.
Judge's third prize.
The judge's third prize goes to that virtuoso of the tuba, John Butler.
John Butler, I think you've got this prize because you play this instrument with the agility that people usually expect from trumpet players. And thanks also to you, we have a very large number of tuba players auditioning for Showcase 69, but you won't mind that because you won't have to listen to them. John Butler! I think you're one of the finest tuba players in Australia. $200. Thank you. Judge's second prize.
The judge's second prize goes to the pianist from Victoria, Ken Griffiths.
We were afraid you might not be able to be with us, but thanks to a lot of goodwill from everybody, particularly the Army, you've got through right to this stage. May I thank you for your wonderful playing, and may I thank you for your wonderful friendship and your very pleasant company throughout. $500, the judge's second prize.
Thank you very much.
Next, please, the first prize of $1,000 and a trip around the world by Qantas.
The judge's first prize goes to the tenor from South Australia, Thomas Edmonds.
Four years ago, in Showcase 65, a baritone called Thomas McDonald won the judge's prize and is now singing leading roles with the Sadler's Wells Opera Company in London. Thomas Edmonds, if you go to London, I have not the slightest doubt, the Sadler's Wells Opera Company will welcome you with open arms for a superb performance throughout the series and of Il Mio Tesoro in the judges' grand final, $1,000, a wallet from Qantas in which is contained a ticket for a trip around the world. Thomas Edmonds. Have a short break, and after that, we will tell you the names of the four winners of the viewers' prizes.
It's the March of the Wild, the Pine Fleeter V8, the mark of the car with more dash and drive than any car alive. Pine Fleeter V8. a brawny brand new Holden with 210 horsepower just unleashed. V for its V8 engine. Y for its big 5-liter capacity that gives a beep and get up and go you've never felt before. And to match its surging power, big new dual-circuit safety brakes. Holden with the big V8. You feel the throb of 210 horses under your toes. And as you sweep into a curve, you feel the positive control of wide, wide track and perfect handling. Put your brand on one.
That last commercial reminds me, if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping for the youngsters yet, these scale model Holdens are available in leading departmental stores. Rather cute, aren't they? Now, viewers, it is time to announce your awards. Hector, please, the viewer's fourth prize.
The viewer's fourth prize goes to the accordionist from Victoria, Robertino.
Robertino, or Joe as we know you, you've got two wonderful gifts, a great ability to play the accordion and a wonderful, friendly, happy personality. I'm sure you'll keep them both throughout your life, as you've been in this country from Italy for a few years, may I say, ti auguro un buon futuro. Hector, please, the viewer's third prize.
The viewer's third prize goes to the pianist from Victoria, Ken Griffiths.
You've always loved his playing. You've given him three firsts and two thirds now, and you'll have the pleasure of seeing him in person on the roadshow. On behalf of all those viewers, Ken Griffiths, $200.
Thank you very much.
Hector, please, the viewer's second prize.
The viewer's second prize of $500 goes to the New World Trio from Queensland.
But I've got to say something. 2 years ago, you three boys stood in exactly the same spot in this studio in the grand final of 66. And again, you got the second prize, which was won by young Alan Kogosowski, the brilliant young pianist. Once again, you are in exactly the same position. There is just one artist that the public have decided they must give more votes to. In 3 years, you competed against 356 of the finest artists in Australia. In 65, you made the grand final. In 67, you made two grand finals. And in 68, you've got the Critics' Prize and the Viewer's Second. May I merely say that, like Stirling Moss never won the world's racing driver's prize, but he was one of the finest racing drivers this world has ever known. Fellas, you are one of the finest acts we've ever known, and it will be a very long time before your record is approached, let alone beaten. On behalf of your very faithful viewers, $500. The viewer's top award, $1,000 and a trip around the world by Qantas.
The viewer's first prize goes to the tenor from South Australia, Thomas Edmund.
Joy of this is that your lovely wife, Ruth, and your lovely young son, Paul, is it? Timothy, I beg his pardon, Timothy, who is 2 years of age, will now both be able to go with you round the world. On behalf of everyone here in Showcase, our very, very best wishes to all three of you.
Know what to say.
I'm almost too stunned to say anything anything that's meaningful, but I have so very many wonderful people to thank for these two wonderful awards that I've won tonight, and it is a great honour to me to be given them in the company of such wonderful artists. In particular, I want to thank all the people at Crawford Productions, Mr. Crawford, Miss Rain, Miss Howard, Gordon Boyd, and all the good friends who are here. I'm so very proud to be associated with such wonderful people. Thank you.
Thomas. Hector, would you please take your place once again on the rostrum for the last time in Showcase 68? There's so many people I should thank, I'm not even going to try. Let me merely say to everybody on this side of the camera and to everybody on that side of the camera, particularly our wonderful viewers who have been so faithful to us throughout the entire series, thank you all for all the wonderful help you've given us in producing Showcase and in making it the show that it is. And we look forward to seeing all of you once again very early in '69. Good night.